Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding, April 28th, 2026. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Galatians 3:26. To understand Galatians 3:26 clearly, we must see it within the larger message of the letter to the Galatians. Context protects us from shallow reading and helps us feel the force of Paul's words. When Paul says, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith," he is not offering a general spiritual encouragement. He is making a strong theological argument about identity, belonging, and the basis of salvation. The churches in Galatia were being troubled by false teachers. These teachers claimed that faith in Christ was not enough. They argued that Gentile believers must also keep the Jewish law, especially circumcision, in order to be fully accepted by God. In other words, they taught that faith needed to be completed by works of the law. Paul writes this letter to confront that error directly. In chapter 3, Paul reminds the believers how they first received the Spirit, not by works of the law, but by hearing with faith 3:2. He then points back to Abraham, explaining that Abraham was counted righteous because he believed God 3:6. This is important. Paul shows that justification, being declared right before God, has always been by faith, not by law-keeping. As the chapter continues, Paul explains that the law had a temporary role. It revealed sin and guarded God's people until Christ came 3:19 through 24. He describes the law as a guardian or tutor. A guardian supervises a child for a time, but once maturity comes, the child is no longer under that supervision. Paul says that now that faith has come, believers are no longer under the guardian 3:25. It is in this context that verse 26 appears. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. The word for explains why believers are no longer under the law as a guardian. It is because their status has changed. They are not spiritual minors under supervision. They are sons in God's family. This context adds clarity and depth to our understanding of identity. Being a child of God is not something earned by obedience to religious rules. It is granted through union with Christ by faith. Paul is teaching that faith in Christ brings full membership in God's family. There is no second-class status. Jew and Gentile alike are sons of God through faith. Understanding this background strengthens the theme of identity. Our identity as God's children rests not on cultural background, religious performance, or external markers. It rests entirely on being in Christ Jesus. That truth removes boasting and removes fear. It creates unity among believers and confidence before God. When we read Galatians 3:26 in its context, we see that Paul is defending the freedom and fullness of our adoption. Identity as a child of God is not fragile or partial. It is secured by faith in Christ alone. Take action. Open your Bible and read Galatians 3:1 through 29. In its context, we see that Paul is defending the freedom and fullness of our adoption. Identity as a child of God is not fragile or partial. It is secured by faith in Christ alone. Reflection questions. 1. According to Galatians 3, why does Paul argue that believers are not justified by the law, but by faith? 2. How does understanding the law as a temporary guardian help you see why believers are now called sons of God through faith? Memorization reminder. Repeat Galatians 3:26 aloud several times today. Try to say it without looking. Let the words in Christ Jesus and through faith anchor your understanding of your identity as a child of God.